Today, we'd like to see the title of a tongue in James chapter 3, verses 1 to 18. To another with the people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in verse 1, my brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. What does it mean in the context, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2 in verse 5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Question 3 in verse 15. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is utterly sensual, demonic. What does it mean in the context, and how can you apply it to our lives? In the last time, James chapter 2, 16, for is the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. The body without the Holy Spirit is dead. Non-Christians are dead even if they live physically. They have other spirits, not the Holy Spirit, and faith, not producing. Consistent works is dead, profitless, empty, or meaningless faith. Verse 1, my brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a strict judgment. The brethren in the body of Christ are Christians. The teachers are the people who teach the words of God, such as pastor, Bible teacher, or evangelist. Due to the verse 2, often mistaken words of mouth, teachers might stumble or negatively affect his ship, that they shall have a stricter standard than other Christians. For example, because of Moses misrepresenting God, you rebels and struck the rock twice. Moses received a strict judgment not to enter the promised land. It's best for teachers to teach transparently his words in the Bible. Teach where the Bible says, be silent where the Bible is silent, and help his sheep to understand the Bible. Don't make an assertive opinion of or against the Bible. Who can be against the Bible? Mark chapter 9, 42. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believes in me to stumble, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. Numbers 20, 10, 12. And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock, and he said to them, hear now, you rebels, must we bring water for you out of this rock? Then Moses lifted his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod, and water came out abundantly, and the congregation and their animals drank. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, because you did not believe me to hallow me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them. Verse 2, for we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Every Christian often falls down or mistakes. If not stumble in word, a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body. If any Christian does not fall down in word to divide his body rather than to edify his body, he is a man like Christ, who is perfect, because he is able to control himself in the spirit, not in the flesh. Galatians chapter 5, 6-23. I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh is evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissension, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Right here. Again, such there is no law. Verse 3, indeed we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Riders can control horses' whole body by controlling the bits in the horses' mouths. See the photo below, right here, you can see. Verse 4, look also at ships, although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder, wherever the pilot desires. Wherever the pilot desires, he can drive ships, even in so large and fierce winds, by controlling a very small rudder. See below pictures too. Verse 5, even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. The tongue is a little member of a human body, but boasts or puffs up great things. Like a little fire starts to fire up a great forest, to boast or puff up is the thing of the flesh, which God resists. Romans 8:5-7. For those who live according to the flesh set their mind on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the spirit, things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, enemy. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. James 4:6. But he gives more grace. Therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not praise itself. Is not puffed up. Is not puffed up. Verse 6, and tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. A similar of a tongue is a fire or a world of iniquity. A little thing tongue, such as the word to divide or destroy the body of Christ rather than to edify the body of Christ, set on fire from hell. It's a power to just destroy and devastate the people. the course of one's life may be destroyed by the defamatory breed of a tongue, even if many times what is being said is not true, or the destructive power. The fire of hell. See Galatians chapter 5, verse 20 above, dissensions. Verse 7, for every kind of beast and bird of a reptile creature of the sea is tamed, and has been tamed by mankind. We can see the tamed wild animals in circus by trainers. Then verse 9, with it we bless our God, verse 8, but no man can tame the tongue. It is untruly evil, full of deadly poison. No man can crack the tongue of unruly evil, full of deadly poison. But God, the Spirit, gives the power to control yourself. See Galatians chapter 5, 23 above self-control. When you are offended, the Spirit directs you not to get even, but how to do properly according to His word. The tongue, controlled by the flesh, is toward the power of death, while the tongue, controlled by the Spirit, is toward the power of life. Verse 9, with it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse man who have been made in similitude of God. With the tongue we bless God, and with the same tongue we curse people created in the image of God. Verse 10, out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, this thing ought not to be so. From the same tongue and mouth, the inconsistent or contradictory statement between blessing and cursing should not be so to Christians. Verse 11, does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Rhetorical question. There is no way of a fresh bitter water from the same spring opening. Verse 12, can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Does no spring yield both salt water and fresh? No way our life comes from hearts. By faith in gospel, his words about the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, in the Bible, that is the gospel. The Spirit dwells in every Christian. The more we submit to the Spirit, the more fruit we produce in heart, invisible, and the more we live by faith, or growing faith. The growing faith, or faith to faith, comes from understood word of God in the Bible. To apply it to our life is to live by faith, revealing His righteousness visible. John chapter 15:8. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, invisible in the heart. So will be my disciple. Romans chapter 1:17. For in it, gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed or visible from face to face, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Life. Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, word of God. Verse 13, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. The holy fear of God is a starting point of wisdom. First, we know his word in the Bible. Even non-Christian knows his word in the Bible, but only the Holy Spirit can make us understand it, our heart, rhema. And the Spirit leads us to apply it to our lives, to live accordingly, or to work accordingly. Here, good conduct, which is His works in the meekness of wisdom, is come by the Spirit, not by the flesh. Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowing of the Holy One is understanding. Romans 8:13-14, for if you live according to flesh, you will die, but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. 14. But if you have a bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. Bitter envy and self-seeking are things of flesh. The motive in your heart is for your own profits. Don't use His word and speak up for your own profits, money, power, or glory, not for God. That perverted, heartless, contrary, or paddled teaching is against His word, the truth. Jeremiah 23:36, and the oracle of the Lord, the God's word. You shall mention no more oracle, God's word. For every man's word will be his oracle. For you have perverted the words of a living God, the Lord of hosts of God. Matthew 15:8-9. These people draw near to me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as a doctrine commandments of men. 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:17. For we are not, as so many, peddling the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as from God, we speak in the sight of God in Christ. Verse 15, question 3. Do this wisdom does not descend from above, but it is utterly sensual, demonic. The wisdom does not come from God, but utterly sensual and devilish. Let's eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. That's not real wisdom, that's a folly. But we die daily, and our inward man is being renewed day by day. It seems foolish, but his foolishness is wiser than man. 1 Corinthians 15:31, I affirm by boasting in you, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If in the manner of a man I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it to me? If the dead do not rise, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. 2 Corinthians 4:16, therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. 1 Corinthians 1:25, because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. 16, for where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion, every evil thing are there. Envy, self-seeking in your heart are followed by confusion and every evil thing. The flesh is against the Spirit. Verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits. Here, peaceful fruits. That is life, without partiality and without hypocrisy. As long as we live in Christ, we bear much fruit, the agape love of the Spirit, which is pure, peaceful, gentle, willing to yield, not forced work, full of mush, fully mush, full of mush. Good visible products without partiality. Antisemitism can be justified without hypocrisy, inconsistent between hearts and lives. Galatians chapter 20. I have been crucified with Christ, it is no longer I who live, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Verse 18, now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. The peacemakers sow the seed of peace and produce the product of righteousness, being blessed as the children of God. Matthew 5:9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. We covered all three questions. Let us sing all together. Maranatha song. So also you may see horse feet and the riders of a ship right there. So that is helpful.